And on the line, I've now got Gordon Chesterman. Good morning, Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. Nice to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. And for people who know your name, people might be going, that name rings a bell. Can you just give us a...
Well, I'm out of the public limelight at the moment, but look, I was Deputy Mayor of Hamilton for 6 years under Mayor Julie Hardacre, on the council for 12 years. And before that, I was Chairman of WinTech on the hospital board. And then before that, I had a public relations, advertising and marketing business for 15 years in Hamilton.
Right, right. And it was with the WinTech role that that's where you met Clint, I believe?
That's right. And so we've had we had a long association. I was chair, Clint was deputy chair. And in the all the time that we worked together on WinTech, there was never an argument. Never a disagreement. And Clint had a couple of focuses on WinTech. One was dealing with building and assets as chair of that committee, as well as being deputy chair. And he had a real focus on the quality of our trades training, the vocational training. And I knew I could just rely on Clint to make sure that the outcome at WinTech was absolutely the best for all those young apprentices, the people doing block courses and so on at WinTech. And at the end of the day, Clint drove our $100 million campus redevelopment program as chair of building, and that included upgrading all of the trades area, which I think even today would be regarded as among the best in New Zealand.
Right, okay. Now, you were the person who organised the nomination for his MBE, which he was awarded not that long ago. What motivated you to do that?
Well, Clint was such a modest man. He was what I'd call a quiet achiever. He just got on and did the job. And that was true, particularly in his trade union years. Look, I remember I was on the board of Hamilton International Airport when it was international, and Clint represented the union that represented the workers at the airport. And I remember the chief executive, the late Barry O'Connor, saying to me, look, we're dealing with the union. I'm thinking, oh, God, is this going to be we want a 54% increase? He said, no, I'm dealing with one of the best trade union delegates or advocates that I've ever dealt with. He's fair and he's reasonable and he's about equality. So the relationship that the airport had with Clint was first class, even though Clint was there representing the rights and opportunities for the workers. He did so in a way that had a meaningful outcome for that group of employees.
And so you asked people for letters of support for the MBE nomination. And how many people did you talk to through that?
Well, we had 20 people that submitted letters of support, and perhaps can I say that including yourself representing Raglan Community Radio.
Yep.
And that was an important contribution because if we just take your letter of support, Clint absolutely not only loved Raglan, but he loved Raglan Radio. And as you know, he had his music show on for, I don't know, was it 23 or 24 years, a very long time.
The longest-running DJ we've ever had, yeah.
Well, probably the longest-running DJ in New Zealand.
Yeah, it could be.
And any community radio. Now, I know how much he loved doing that show because we often talked about it. And occasionally I'd come over to Raglan for lunch with Clint, and, you know, that was always one of the topics about how much he enjoyed communicating with Raglan, and including having the opportunity of saying a few political things when he thought they should be said. Now, look, the others were all from a wide range of backgrounds relating to association with Clint, you know, trade unions, Trust Waikato, WinTech, Maori support, Waikato District Council, former MPs, current MPs. Clint was well liked across a very wide sector. And it's as though he had two sort of lives. He had a life that was, well, three lives really, a community life in Raglan as the community man, a volunteer ambulance driver, and he was part of a group that started organising junior soccer in Raglan. And just as an aside, I heard at Clint's little gathering out at Rocketer in Wainui Road, that when they started off, there were about four teams, and today there are something like 22 teams of kids playing soccer, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So Clint then moved from the community role into a role with the trade union movement after being a fitter and turner at Horatu, and then later in life became involved in governance. Now, the remarkable thing is that Clint didn't get school C, didn't get university entrance, and it was a time when that didn't matter. There was full employment, you could go out and get a job. But Clint has a high level of intelligence and commitment, and so he was responsible at WinTech for a $100 million building program. He was a government-appointed chair of the Waikato Community Trust with assets of $400 million. You know, he was in big business, if you like, and carried out the job fantastically until he got ill in about 2016. So this was the side of things that I'm not sure many people in Raglan appreciated. Yes, they knew about his Waikato District Council, a deputy mayor and chair of finance and audit, but perhaps not so much about his important role on WinTech and dealing with Tainui over the river settlement, the Waikato Community Trust. Look, he even went off to India in 2006 to help build a home for Habitat for Humanity. And back in 2006 also, he was selected by the New Zealand-China Friendship Society for a leader's tour of China. Now, that's a very prestigious honour to be invited over to have a look at how China worked. So, look, that's a quick wrap-up of a man's magnificent life. And, of course, father, brother, husband, all of those other things that made the man who he was.
So you mentioned there that the river settlement, and I think were they setting up the Waikato River Authority? Is that what he was part of? Because I wasn't aware of that at all until this week.
Well, Clint was actually appointed by the government as a trustee. He was appointed by government in 2007 to what was known as the Guardians Establishment Committee. So this was prior to setting up the Waikato River Authority, which he wasn't involved with, but that was part of the important Waikato-Tainui River settlement. So Clint was involved for a couple of years as part of his role on Waikato District Council in dealing with getting an outcome that was satisfactory to both Tainui and the various councils that were contiguous on the river.
Yeah, so like I say, that was, a lot of things, too many to kind of count for us over here. You were talking to me the other day too about just kind of your personal relationship with Clint. You found out you had quite a lot in common once you got to know each other.
Well, you go to board meetings and that's all you talk. But we used to get together. We'd have lunch either in Hamilton or in Raglan, and in latter times I always came over to Raglan because of Clint's illness. But the funny thing is, we both didn't get School C or UE, which I smile about. We both rode motorcycles. We were both involved with soccer. I used to have a radio show on what was then Radio Waikato, and Clint had his show. I was chair of the Journalists Union years ago, and Clint was involved in the union movement. So we had this sort of strange coincidental background that was a match. I don't know. He and I got on very well, so I guess it was a mixing of personalities. And look, in the last occasions that Clint and I met, he was always talking about how proud he was of his family, of wife Jackie, his two children, Sarah and Jamie. And, of course, they've had great success in the commercial world. But the thing is, you know, if Clint was today, a young man today, he would be at university. He would be getting a high qualification. And he probably would be in the corporate world, doing the things that he did well with integrity and equality and fairness. But that was the man. I mean, at the time when he was, you know, in his early teens, teens and early 20s, some of these academic things weren't particularly important to us. Mm. Whereas today we all tell our children, whether they're adult children or not, that they've got to get an education, which is critical. So it was pleasing to see Clint with that sort of background advocating for tertiary education at the level that he did and making a difference to, in particular, vocational training.
And, in fact, did he get an honorary degree from WinTech? I'm struggling to remember the details.
Yes,
but
Clint has received a couple of honors. Yes, he did. He received an honorary fellowship from WinTech, which I attended and his family attended. That's the highest honorary offer, academic offer, that WinTech can make.
Right.
Underneath the fellowship becomes an honorary master's or an honorary bachelor's degree. And so there aren't a large number of fellows of WinTech, but that was an honor that he was absolutely thrilled to receive. Then he, some years probably even before you were on the radio station, received a life membership of Raglan Community Radio, who's been chair of it, served on the committee, and that was very precious to him as well. And of course he received a life membership of the Engineering Printers and Manufacturing Union, which is now called A2, and that's a big honour because, again, not many people receive that. And, of course, the honour that Clint was really thrilled about was receiving the Member of the New Zealand Order of the Merit, and he was delighted to embrace that. I thought initially he might have been a bit reluctant, sort of from a trade union Labour government perspective.
Yep.
But he embraced it, and look, he really, when he won his honour and it was publicised, I did give him a copy of the nomination.
Yeah.
So he could see the 20 people that supported the nomination, and including the letters. So I've never seen a man so sort of emotional about reading what people said about him, and these are genuine, heartfelt comments that people made about Clint, because, you know, hey, they loved him.
Yeah, I remember him, I interviewed him after he was awarded the MBE, and he said some people, he just put it light, he said some people had said some very nice things about him, and which he appreciated.
And look, that's what's nice about the honours. Look, there are those that say the honours should cease, and they did for a small period. I think they're really worthwhile. They do recognise people in the community that have made contributions. And while Clint had high-profile positions at WinTech and Community Trust and so on, he was a typical community person that was honoured by government and the Royal Honour System. And look, I'd be very sad to see that ever go. I think we do need knights and dames and people with what used to be called the MBEs and the OBEs. It is a wonderful, emotional time for people whose work in the community is recognised.
Yeah. Well, look, Gordon, it's been really good to talk to you this morning. I appreciate the time. I've got a couple of other people I want to catch up with before my show's over, so any last thoughts you just wanted to leave us with about Clint, if you have any?
Well, Aaron, I just want to leave a Raglan message about how much Clint loved Raglan. And look, you couldn't offer him $1 million to leave. Mm-hmm. He just loved it so much, and he loved so much being involved with Raglan Radio. And of course, the link with you as the boss of the Raglan Community Radio, he really appreciated that. We have lost a very good man. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Clint, MNZM.